In the day's other headlines, divers have recovered the remains of five crew members from the wreckage of a U.S. Air Force Osprey crash. The aircraft went down last Wednesday off southwestern Japan, carrying eight Americans on a training mission. One body had already been recovered. Rescue teams are searching the crash site for two others still missing. A former American diplomat has been charged with spying for Cuba. Manuel Roche's two-decade career in the Foreign Service included serving as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia. But newly unsealed court papers allege he also was a mole for Cuban intelligence since at least 1981. U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland said an undercover FBI agent spoke with Roche before his arrest Friday in Miami.
Roche repeatedly referred to the United States as, quote, the enemy. He told the undercover that his efforts to infiltrate the United States government were, quote, meticulous and, quote, very disciplined. And he repeatedly bragged about the significance of his efforts, saying that, quote, what has been done has strengthened the revolution immensely.
Garland said this is one of the highest reaching and longest lasting infiltrations of U.S. government by a foreign agent to date, but he stopped short of describing what sensitive information Roche shared with Cuba. In campaign news, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum ended his bid for the Republican presidential nomination today ahead of Wednesday's debate. The wealthy software entrepreneur qualified for the first two Republican debates thanks to stronger than anticipated donor turnout, but he failed to meet polling requirements for the third and likely wouldn't qualify for the fourth. Intense flooding and landslides in Tanzania have killed more than 60 people and injured 116 others. Hundreds of people are still trapped by the floodwaters in the northern part of the country. It's the worst flooding the East African nation has seen in years. With many towns covered in mud and water, the country's president said they're making sure residents get the help they need.
I've instructed that all efforts are directed towards rescuing those who were involved in this tragedy and to prevent more deaths. I've directed our security and health ministries to get to the scene to attend to the injured. I have also asked officials from the Ministry of Mining to investigate what is happening in this mountainous region.
Other countries in East Africa, like Kenya and Ethiopia, have suffered similar flood disasters made worse by the El Nino weather conditions. In Indonesia, 11 people are confirmed dead a day after one of the most active volcanoes in that country erupted. Rescue teams scoured the jungles near Mount Merapi and rushed survivors to nearby hospitals. But their search for a dozen missing climbers was temporarily halted after the volcano erupted again today, spewing hot ash thousands of feet into the air. And stocks gave up some ground on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 41 points to close at 36,204. The NASDAQ fell 119 points. The S&P 500 slipped 25. Still to come on the News Hour, Tamara Keith and Amy Walter break down the latest political headlines. Wind and solar energy on the rise in areas traditionally known as oil country. And a rare solar system with planets orbiting in sync is discovered within our galaxy.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.